My feelings on Donald Trump, not a fan, and I think that's putting it delicately.
My loyalty is to the founding documents and to any other party affiliation or candidate. My loyalty to them extends exactly as far as their loyalty to the founding documents of our nation.
I definitely don't support Donald Trump for president. They very much see, by and large, here in Utah during this election cycle, that Donald Trump is antithetical to their views.
He doesn't seem to be a person of character. He doesn't seem to really have integrity. And I think that's a lot of, we place a lot of value on that here in the region.
If you look at what Donald Trump has said about Muslims, for example, I think a lot of Mormons remember our own history of religious persecution and having completely innocent people run out of their homes, assassinated by mobs, which included government actors.
The particular history of the LDS culture of being pushed out, I think that memory is still there. The willingness to throw entire cultures under the bus. There's a legitimate fear for how groups will be treated when somebody, you know, comes to power and is willing to wield it.
I think Mormons tend to lean libertarian because, as part of our doctrine, we believe that this earth life is for the purpose of learning, and in order to learn and progress, you have to have agency.
That is a deep-seated belief amongst LDS people, is not just the right to live our lives the way we feel best about, but to allow everybody else to live their lives the way they feel best about as well, even if it's not in alignment with our own beliefs.
Our founding prophet, Joseph Smith, has a great quote where he says that you want to teach people correct principles and let them govern themselves. That's a very laissez-faire approach to governance.
Hillary Clinton, I am also not a fan. She is about as corrupt as they come. I will be supporting Gary Johnson in November.
I'm definitely seriously looking at Gary Johnson, although he's a little bit more liberal than libertarian in some ways.
Currently, I plan to vote for Darrell Castle. He seems to be the only candidate that really supports the founding documents, supports the Constitution. When it comes to Gary Johnson, he claims to be for religious liberty and to support religious liberty. My problem with that is when asked about, for example, should bakeries be forced to bake wedding cakes for gay weddings, he believes they should be forced to.
I think you've got a lot of mostly Mormon conservatives in Utah who are scrambling, trying to find who they're going to support. Although Gary, I think, has missed a lot of opportunities by attacking religious freedom. I think that's why you see Gary Johnson gaining so much support in Utah, is because of the vacuum that's been created by the Trump campaign among these very highly religious people for whom morality is very important, both as a personal virtue and as an outward public policy as well.